Hoof Base Tavis, Wednesday the 25th of December, Rabbi David Tugendhat, Finders Keepers, Common Hashavas Avedas Shulis.
So this share is the Ilinishmas, my father, Rabbi Shaul Dov, Ben Rabbi Shaul Dov at Hakoyan, as Yechon Levrocha, whose Yotzait is today. The topic I'd like to speak about is Hashavas Avedas Shulis. Now, Hashavas Avedas is really something which probably applies to almost all of us on a regular basis. There are always things that are lost. In the local newspapers, there are special signs saying what's been lost. I remember when I was growing up, I thought there's some sort of a gartel black hole on Kuyverdale Roads. There always used to seem to be gartlach that were found on Kuyverdale Roads. So there were always things that are lost, and people are always finding things in front of their houses, down the streets, in shul, and there are so many different shilas that are really, really nogea la'alocha. What I'd like to do is discuss some of the backgrounds, some of the yesodos in Hilchas Hashavas Avedah. As we go through, we'll try and discuss some of these common questions, but I would like to just give a caveat beforehand and say that sometimes there are very slight differences, slight nuances that could change the halacha. So as with everything, everyone is encouraged to ask their own local Meira Hira what to do. But I'm just coming to be Meira De Inyonim. Let's first open up with a few questions before we see the Yesodos. Firstly, there were some famous cases. Many of you may have seen recently that there was a Yid in America, and he bought a second-hand table off the internet. He picked it up from some lady, and it was a beautiful office desk. And as he was putting it into his house, he removed some of the drawers. Oh, what's that? There was a bag. What's inside the bag? Hey, that looks like a $100 bill. He counted it up, $98,000 inside this desk. And he made a huge Kiddush Hashem, an enormous Kiddush Hashem. It was in all of the newspapers. The whole world got to hear about it. In the American newspapers, they said, is he the most honest man in America? And this was certainly a huge Kiddush Hashem. Let's see, Al-Pi Halacha, what are the various factors which it involved? A similar case, which is actually quite different, is there was a case that happened just last week in Ramat Gan. There's a burst, maybe you heard about this case, the diamond burst in Ramat Gan. There was a Haredi Shayid who lives in Bnei Brak. He was about to leave the bus, and he sees there was a little bag. He goes and has a look what's inside. It turns out that there were 700,000 shekel worth of diamonds inside this little bag. So, again, over there he gave it back. What's the halacha? Is the person mukhir to give it back? Are they not mukhir to give it back? And then there are the classic cases. Has anybody ever come to stay with you and left something in your house? How many people basically need to take out storage because of all of the bibs that have been left, and bottles, and dummies, and socks, and random items, countless random items that have been left in your guest room? There's no room for guests there anymore. It's just full up with all of the Avedas that people have left behind. There's no room for guests anymore. So what are you supposed to do with that?
You've got the whole wardrobe just with clothes left there. Oh,
right. A whole base medrash full of clothes. Another common shaila. You happened to me last year. You go to the coat rack at the end of shul, and you see your coat's not there. You wonder, how well did I daven, you know? So you see your coat's not there, and instead there's another similar coat. But it's always not just quite as nice as your one was. So amazing. The similar one is never just a bit nicer, but it's always just a little bit not as nice as your one was. There's a similar coat there. Are you allowed to take that coat? What if it's snowing outside? What's the halacha? Are you allowed to take such a coat? What are you supposed to do? And then the classic one that everybody wants to know is, can you use the shampoo in the mikvah? Yeah, this everybody wants to know. Are you allowed to? You go to the mikvah, there's a little bit of soap, tiny bit of shampoo there. So what's the halacha? So, I prepared a sheet. It seems to be about 1 between 20, I'm afraid. Let's have a look. So, Chayshin Mishpat, Siman Reish Samach Beis, Si'if Gimel, that there are three things that we need to look out for. And if you have these three things, then finders keepers. We only say finders keepers if these three criteria are fulfilled. If you have these three criteria, then you can assume there is Yiyush. You can assume that the Baalim have given up hope to ever receive that. It's become Hefka, and now you're allowed to take it. What are the three conditions? Number one, there has to be no Simon. It has to be in... So there are lots of halachos, what defines a simon, but we'll just keep it simple. It has to be no simon, no identifying features. Number two, it has to have been left unintentionally. It has to be that it was left there by mistake. If it was left there, derech hinoyach, if it was left there in such a way that you think that the person really put it down there, he just needed to pop somewhere for a few minutes. If it's left derech hinoyach, then you would not be allowed to take it. It has to be that you think it just happened to fall out from his belongings. It's unintentionally left. And the third one is that you have to know that he has already noticed that it's lost. If he doesn't know that it's lost yet, then if you pick it up before you realize that he's lost it, then that's the case of Yish Lo Midas, Lo Havayish, then generally speaking, you would not be allowed to be kainet. So even if it has no simon, even if it was left there by mistake, if he doesn't even know that he's lost it yet, you wouldn't be allowed to actually pick this up and keep it. But if you have all of these three conditions, then you would be allowed to pick it up and keep it. Okay, let's try and focus each one of these conditions, if you just have one and not the others. So let's have a look at point two, if it has a simon. So you find something that has a simon on, it's in a plastic, let's say it's some money, and it's inside a certain wallet. And the wallet has a simon. It's a special kind of wallet, special colour, whatever it is, a special type of wallet. Quite an unusual wallet. Not everybody has such a kind of wallet. So even though the money itself, the Shulchan Aruch says, has no simon, but the wallet is a simon. Okay, so I found something that has a simon. So now I have to look, and I have to see, is it a place which is Rav Yisrael or Rav Akum? If it's a place where a majority of the people in that place are Yisraelim, so then you think to yourself, Azoi, so it must be the person who dropped it. He assumes it's very shayach that a yid is going to pick it up. And we're talking about a Yid who's Shomer Torah Mitzvahs over here. If it's Rav Yisrael, I mean a place where it's Rav Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. If it's a place where they're assuming that a Yid will pick it up, they won't be Mayash, they're hoping you're going to put the advert in the newspaper. They're hoping that you're going to put the sign up. It was your gartel. Oh, they're hoping that they're going to get it back. So if it's a place where it's Rav Yisrael, then you can't keep it. And you need to be Machriz. So even though it's unintentionally left, whatever it is, it's got a simon, Rav Yisrael, you have to be machriz. You have to make an announcement. We'll see later how you make that announcement. Normally, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that you put a sign up in the local shul, in Reish Samach Zayin, Sif Gimel, you put a sign up in the local shul, the Igros Moshe says also, try and put up in the lampposts nearby, or in public places nearby. That's how your machriz. So if it's a place where Rav Yisrael, you have to be machriz. If it's a place where they're Rav Akum, so a majority of the people there are idolaters. So then, it's a place where it's Rav Akum. I see, so I find something on the floor. It's money and it's in a wallet. And there are some, it could have fallen from a Yid, it could have fallen from an Akum. But probably the person who lost it, even if they are a Yid, they're going to think to themselves, you know who probably found it? Probably an Akum found it. And since an Akum doesn't care about these halachas, probably the Akum is going to keep it. And therefore, if you find something in a place where it's Rav Akum, we assume that the owner will be Miyash, he's going to give up hope. So therefore, Me'ikah Hadin, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that you would be allowed to keep this wallet. Because there's an assumption no one's really going to hand it in. But there are a few qualifying factors over here. Number three, if it is a location where it's Rav Akum, then if you find it in a shul or a mikvah or a school, a place where inside that actual building is Rav Yisrael, then you still need to be machriz, then you still need to try and find the owner, because the person knows they lost it in that place. Hopefully a Yid will find it. Okay, so you find it in a place where there's Rav Akum, but it does have a simon, like the case of our person who found the money inside the wallet. So point four, it says in Simon Reish Nun Tes, Si'if Hei, that even though Me'ikar Adin you can keep it, it's good to try and reunite it to its owner. It's good to try and put up a sign. Even though it's Rav Akum, it's got a simon here. It's got a simon. Could be that it belongs to someone, a Yid who hasn't been Miyash. Could be. And even if they were, it's Toi V'yosha. The Torah tells us, and sometimes this can be enforced, generally not, that we're supposed to try and do the right thing. So even though technically speaking, really I could keep it, because it's Rav Akum, really I'm supposed to go Lefnim Ishuras HaDin, and I'm supposed to try, put up a sign, and reunite it with its owner, unless the finder is very poor, the wealthy is very wealthy, and then the Shulchan Aruch says, then actually you don't need to. But otherwise, a person should try and go Lefnim Ishuras HaDin. Another time when a person would be allowed to keep it, point five, the Shulchan Aruch says in Chosh Mishra Reishon and Tes Zayin, if something is about to be washed away in a flood, Shitufei Shel Nohor. So then, even if it has a siman, but the maisa, it's about to be washed away, you're not going to be able to get it back. So therefore, you would be allowed to keep it, but again, toiv v'yoshor, to be machriz. Finally, a very, very important nakuda, which is very nagea la halacha. There's a sefer that I'm using here, Sharei Mishpot, written by one of my rebbeim, somebody in the Mir Yeshiva, originally from Stanford Hill, Dain Yitzchok Silva, very, very choshev paisuk, in Yerushalayim, in the Mir Yeshiva. So he quotes over here, B'Shem Gedolei Yisrael, that there are occasions when I do not actually need to pick something up, and I don't even need to be machriz it. He says, if you find something, B'mokim Siburi Asher Erkei Mu'at, something which is fairly cheap, and even if you're machriz, most people are not going to bother coming to get it. For example, Gerev Boidedes, you find a sock. Yeah, you're walking down the street where it's Kaivadel Roads, or Golders Green Roads, and you find the sock. So the mice say it's more than a prutta. Somebody may be going around with one sock. They may be quite chilly. You know, it could be their favorite sock that their bubby bought them this year. You know, it could be a favorite sock. So Lamaisa, it's more than a shove pruta. Really, let's say it's a place where it's Rav Yisrael. Really, you know, you're supposed to be machri such a thing. But they say that if you find something which seems to be something that most people will not come and claim, you find a baby bottle, a very cheap one, a little pack of tissues, or even a cheap pencil or pen or part of a toy. Even though there's a halacha, we're supposed to, if we find something in a place which is Rav Yisrael, you've got a mitzvah in our Torah, you're supposed to try and reunite it with its owner. But if you think it's unlikely such a person will ever come and be bothered by such a thing, you're walking past a school and there's a hair clip, there's a hairband or a bobble or something, or a very nondescript couple, yeah? So such a thing, since there is reason to believe that they probably will not come, there's no adroi shochicha, they're not going to come and be bothered by such a thing, therefore, afle shaykh choshev teshivim, so you're not mechuyev to go and pick it up. And this is something which is very, very important, halacha lemaisa. Another important halacha lemaisa is the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samach Aleph Dalet that there's a concept of aveid midas. Aveid midas is if you know it seems likely to you that the person, he knows it's there. He's left it there. He's not interested in getting it back. Such a thing, once something is aveid midas, then the Shulchan Aruch says that you actually are allowed to keep it. So let's take one of the shilas that we started off with. You find that little bit of shampoo in the mikvah. Right? It could be a life-changing halacha here, Rabbi Isai. So you find this little bit of shampoo. So you think to yourself, is such a thing? So it's a place where hopefully they're, you know, Rav Yisrael. So such a thing, you know, and let's say it could be that it has a siman over here. We'll see it, some more details soon. But you know, it's a type of shampoo. It was in the shower that was working. So the shower that you could get normal, you know, warm water. So it could be you have such a thing has a siman. So what's the halacha? So the halacha is that really such a thing. It could be. We'll see soon. It's sofek hinuach. Could be the person's going to be coming back. Could be he's one of these guys, he's doing 613 tevilas over here, he'll be back tomorrow, and he's going to come, he's going to be looking for his shampoo, ve'enenu, or you've used it. So such a thing really is totally osa to use shampoo you found in the mikvah. You can't assume that such a thing has been left there, unless the person puts a sign on it saying hafka. However, if it was just mummish the very end of the bottle, then it seems as though he's tried his hardest to get that little last bit out, but it eluded him. But you, with your experience, you'll manage to get that last bit out. Or it's this tiny little shard of soap that really, you know, mumish, it's a tiny cracked end bit of soap and it just happens to be lying there. Or it's a bottle that is strewn on the floor next to the dustbin. Yeah, such a thing, it's reasonable to say, the poskim can say, in these examples, it's an aveid midas. It's an Aveda Midas. He's not intending to come back for such a thing. Once you see that something is an Aveda Midas, then even if it does have a siman, you would not be mechuyev to go and actually try and reunite it with its owner, and in fact, you would be allowed to use it. Fine. So that's if it has a siman. The next thing that you have to look at, point 7 from the Ramah, Reish Samach, Sif Yud, and the Shach Lamed Aleph and Lamed Beis, is you have to look, was it left intentionally? Whenever I see, whenever one sees something which is lost, we have to ask ourselves, did the person just leave it there? Did he leave it there intentionally? He was intending to get it back. Had the Shaila once, a person came to me, and they'd picked up a sefer, and I asked him, he wanted to know, what's he have to do? So I said, where did you find it? He said, it was actually in the cloakroom of a shul, just outside the toilet. So we did, he did some investigations, and it turned out the person, he'd just gone to the bathroom for a few moments, he came out, his sefer was gone. So one has to be very, very careful not to jump the guns over here and trying to do the mitzvah, l'kayim mitzvah, sashova saveda, the poor fellow comes out, he's looking for a sefer, and he couldn't find it. So the what we have to look at is, was it left intentionally or not? So this, from point 7 to 9, we'll see that there are three things, there are three different alternatives. Has this been left in a place where often people leave things? Or has it been left in a place where it's unlikely that they left it on purpose, but it is possible? Or is it a place where clearly they have not left this intentionally? So let's have a look in point 7. If it's in a place where things are often left, so where is a place where things are often left? The cloakroom of a shul. Cloakroom of a shul, a classic place. So there, you can assume it's very, very likely the person just left it there and he'll be back shortly. This is the place where people leave things. So don't start going to do Hashavas Aveda. The halacha is you're supposed to leave it. Even if it has a siman, right? Leave it alone. Because we'll come back to specific halachas of a shul soon. But leave it alone. Leave it alone. The person, good chance he's coming back. Now what happens if you were quite eager and you did pick it up? So now you've taken it. This person, he took the siddur, he took the sefer from outside the bathroom in the shul. So he said, should I put it back now? So the halacha is, if he's going to put it back, that really won't help us, will it? Because it could be that in the meantime, the fellow has come, looking for his siddur, he sees it's not there, he wonders who's got it, and he's not going to come back again. So if you did pick it up, and you moved it for long enough to suspect that somebody might have come, then what you should do is, if it has a siman, you have to be machriz, you have to put a sign up in the shul, and say you found such and such, you found a sefer, here, and they will come and they'll give you a siman, either where they left it, or exactly what type of sefer it is. What happens if there's no siman? This poor fellow, he tried to do the mitzvah Hashava Saveda, he was a bit too eager, he's taken it from a place where it was likely that it was left, and now he's kept it for so long, and there's no siman. So this is the case where the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samach Zayin, Sif Tes Vov, and we'll be speaking about this a little bit more, the concept of Munachat Shov Eliyahu. Munachat Shov Eliyahu means that now you have to keep it until Eliyahu Hanavi comes, which hopefully will still be today, Be'ezras Hashem. But Lamaisa, a lot of people have been keeping such things for a long time now. And so this idea of Munachat Shov Eliyahu, which the person would have to do in this case, is something which is very, very difficult. And for this reason, people, if there's a case of Munachat Shov Eliyahu, which comes up a few times, you have to keep these things forever. This would seemingly also be a case if people leave things in your house. People leave things in your house, Munachat Shov Eliyahu, right? It came to you by the time, classically, such a thing has a siman, you don't know who it is. Such a thing should be Munachat Shov Eliyahu. However, there are two really, really useful eitzahs. One eitzah for before the fact, and one eitzah for after the fact. The eitzah for before the fact is if you put up a little sign in the shul, or if you have a lot of guests, put up a little sign, a little piece of paper on the table in your guest room that says that anybody who leaves something here will dispose of it after a certain amount of time, let's say 30 days. If you have such a sign up in a shul, that's the best thing, because it means that anybody who brings anything into your shul, it's Adata Dahochi. He has that. He knows these are the rules and conditions inside the shul. It has to be, in a fairly prominent place, not behind like the three coats that have already been left there. And if you have such a sign up in a shul, even in your house, then it's open season. And then, come those 30 days, you can do whatever you like, and that's a very, very good eitzah for before the fact. What happens, though, if the person has already left this in your house, or in the case that was mentioned before, a shul that has loads and loads of coats in, right? All from, you know, they're from Victorian coats, and have been here already a long time, and Eliyahu is still waiting for him. So, what should you do? What are you allowed to do with these things? So there's a really choshev eitzah that the Igros Moshe speaks about in Choshen Mishpot, Chelek Beis, Tshuva Memhei, where he speaks about what to do in such a scenario. And he says a fantastic eitzah. He says, look, you've waited long enough, it's unlikely the person's going to come for it now. So what you should do is you should have a little pinkus, have a little notebook. And in that notebook, you should estimate the value of the item that has been left in your house. And in the notebook, you've now made the record that Sheyovo Elio Anovi, either when the person comes and says, by the way, did I leave this sock over, you know, sock in your house, my bubby gave me, is in your house, or when Elio Anovi comes and he tells you exactly whose it is. So at this point, you'll be able to say, oh, Baruch Hashem, I made a note. You make a little note, any identifying features, you make a note how much it costs. And once you've made this note, you can actually do whatever you want to with it. You can wear the sock, should you so desire. You can give it to a charity shop. You can sell it. You can chuck it away, dispose of it. Once you made the note, is Mahadish the Igros Moshe, that once you've kept a note of how much this is worth, Shalom, once you've done that, then you're allowed to get rid of it. And this is a big hatzalah for all of those of you who are renting storage, yeah, because of all the Avedas, or for all of the shuls that have kept these things after all of these years. It's a very, very good thing to know. The one can do that. Make a note of how much such a thing costs. What are the approximate? What does it look like? And then you can do what you like with it. And when the person comes, when Elion Novi comes, then you'll be able to recompense the owner. Okay. Point 8. If it's left in a place where it's unlikely but possible that the person had kavono that was left there. So, for example, a park bench or a school corridor. Find something in a corridor. It's possible. So if it has a simon there, now what should you take it? Should you not take it? It's possible it was left there, but it's possible it wasn't. It's possible he did it by mistake. If it has a simon, then you should take it, be machriz. That's what you should do. And point 9, if it is certainly left by mistake, you just find something scattered on the street. There's no way this is derech hinoyach. He definitely didn't leave it here. So then you assume that the owner has lost it. This is a real aveda. And if it's got a simon, you should be machriz. If it has no simon, so then if you think it's just been abandoned, you think he's already had yish, then you can keep it. And if not, then munachat shavelio. Let me give an example of this last case that I said. You find money on the streets. Ever happened to anybody here? Don't have to announce, yeah? It can happen sometimes. It can happen a person finds money on the streets. So what's the halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you just find actual notes, money, b'derech klal, if it's just scattered, there's no real simon over here. Even if it was folded up, the owner will assume that it's, you know, the wind has scattered it or something. So b'derech klal, money has no simon. So once you find money on the street, so then if it's even if it's a place where there are roiv yidden, even a place where there are roiv yidden, you say that this doesn't have a simon over here. There's no simon. And this was certainly not left here in the middle of the street. Nobody would leave their money here in the middle of the street. So now you just have to know, is it likely that they've noticed that it's already lost? So everybody knows that Odom is mamashrif bekisai. When it comes to money, a person is just, you know, checking that they haven't lost their money. And because they're checking, they would know very shortly after it's been lost. So bederech klal, if a person would find money in the street, then they would actually be allowed to keep it. There is a whole discussion that the Kutzai speaks about in Siman Reish Nuntes, going on Halacha Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch, about Dina de Malchus Adina. To what extent does Dina de Malchus Adina apply over here? If the law says that you have to return all lost items, to what extent does that apply? And the way that the Nisa Kanim learned that is that it's a Lifnim Mishur Sadin thing to do. It's like a Vosis Vayoshav Atoiv. So sometimes, if you find something in the street, if Dinah de Malchus HaDinah would say that you have to give it in, Me'ikar HaDin, you could keep it. For Sisva Yoshua Va'atoiv, there may be room sometimes to give it in if you're going to make a big Kiddush Hashem. Just a few more points. So point 14 over here. Even though Gezel Akum is totally Osa, Avedas Akum Muteres, Shenema Avedas Ochicha. So since you only have to return an Aveda of Ochicha, so if it's an Aveda that seems to have been lost by an Akum, then it should be fine to keep it. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samach Vov Sif Aleph that if you're returning it Lekadesh Es Hashem, Kadesh Sheyafaru Es Yisrael, V'yeidu Shem Baale Amuna Hareze Meshubach, that even though Me'ikar Adin Avedas Achicha you could keep, an idolater's lost property you could be able to keep, but nevertheless, if you're doing it to make a Kiddush Hashem, and the people should know the Yidden are Baale Amuna, then Hareze Meshubach. So, seemingly, this is what happened with this Yid in America who found the $98,000, and he called up the lady who he bought this table from, and he said, "Look, you know, have you I found some money in your table?" She goes, "Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you very, very much. I'm so grateful." And this made a massive, massive Kiddush Hashem. You know, Ba'arba Kanfei Sa'oretz, he made a huge Kiddush Hashem. So, therefore, Me'ikar Adin, he certainly did not need to do such a thing. But if he's doing such a thing, Hareza Meshubach, it's a very praiseworthy thing. It's not so poshut that in this case the Hareza Meshubach applies though, because the Shulchan Aruch does speak about if you find something in a house, and it could be that it didn't belong to the last occupant of that house, for all you know, it could have been belonging to a previous occupant of the house, then not so fast would this Hareza Meshubach apply. Because it could be, you know, that she might say it's hers. You have to be very, very careful over here, because it could be that she might have bought it on eBay the week beforehand. It was really from somebody else who still, you know, missed their $98,000. So not so poshut in this case. Obviously, a person would have to ask their own Meira Hiro. In a similar case, the bag of diamonds, there for sure Hareza Meshubach would apply, because it was outside Ramat Gan, there is the burst, there is certainly, you know, Rav Yisrael, is it Rav Yisrael Shomer Mitzvahs, is not so poshut, and even if it's not, could be that Achicha still applies, may we have a din of Tinek Shanishba, to do such a thing, at the very least, is for sure Hareza Meshubach. Because particularly the person had to actually come and say, you know, what the simonim are. A final nakuda over here, when it comes to switching coats, somebody you find, you come back out after shul, and somebody's got your coat. And you find this other coat there. And outside there's hail, there's snow. Are you allowed to wear the other person's coat? So until now, what we seem to have said is, look, it's derech hanayach, it's been left there. So it should be completely osa. To wear it, he doesn't necessarily know that he's lost it yet, right? He doesn't have das that, you know, that such a thing has been lost. It's got a siman, it's derech hanayach. Seems the odds are against you, they should be able to use it. However, the Igros Moshe and the Aruch HaShulchan both say that you can. For a short term, they say the Igros Moshe and Aruch HaYim Chelek Hei siman tes oy zayin, and the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, they say the following. The minhag at the time of the Aruch HaShulchan was people would wear galoshes over their shoes. They'd leave them all in the foyer of the shul. And often you'd come out, and there'd be somebody else, your galoshes would have gone, yeah? And there'd be somebody else's galoshes there. Says the Aruch HaShulchan that there's an umdana, that the minhag is that people shouldn't be makpid about such a thing. They shouldn't be makpid. If I've taken somebody else's, then the understanding is that they can take mine, not for long term, it doesn't mean you can keep it, but it means that you can wear it until you've had a time to put a tzetel up, you can wear it until you've managed to you've managed to find the owner. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says, and the Igros Moshe takes it even further. He says there's a gemiras da'as. He says that there's an assumption, even though it came to your hand before the other person knew they'd even lost it, there's actually a gemiras das. If they've taken your coat, and you find the other coat that's there, it's like a minhag of the place, and a gemiras das, that a person actually would be allowed to keep it. But again there, he says, that it's good to put a sign up in the shul that would say that if you have left your coat here, please understand that other people will take your coat. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a lot more to say. people should ask their local Meir Hira. Klal Yisrael is like an Aveda. Klal Yisrael has been lost from Avinu Shabbat Shomayim. We're in the long and bitter Golus, but we still have our Simonim. We still have our Simonim, as it says by Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, Leishinu Eshmom, Leishinu Malbushom. We still have the Simonim of the Yids. We still have Mila, we still have Tefillin, we still have Shabbos. So Yehi Rotzon, the just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, found his Aveda in Mitzrayim, and he brought us back. So too, V'hu Yashmienu Brach Mofshenis, V'shmi Zoycha, to the Gula Shlema, M'herv Yomenu, Amen.